It's the site of a pricey legal showdown between developers and residents who don't want to see their community turn into Miami Beach. Four candidates, including the incumbent, are vying to be St. Pete Beach's next mayor. The candidates, minus the incumbent Mayor Mike Finnerty, duked it out Thursday night in St. Pete Beach's quiet Pasagrill neighborhood. Much of the debate revolved around the question of whether voters should be allowed to weigh in on proposed changes in the city's land use plan. Mayoral candidate Bruce Cadura said absolutely.
Bottom line is this. If you trust the city commission, who in my opinion is bought, sold, and paid for by the large hotel district, the large hotels, then give them the right to vote. Just give it away. But if you like I believe that they are not going to act in your best interest, only in the large hotel district's interest, then you need to vote. You need to keep that right to vote.
In 2006, St. Pete Beach adopted a law requiring changes to the city's comprehensive land use plan to go to voters, a law known as hometown democracy. In January, a judge ruled in favor of Cadura in a lawsuit against the city over the way a modified plan was presented to voters in 2008. Legal fees for this and a related suit have since cost the city close to $1 million. Mayoral candidate Steve McFarland said the pricey court battle has crippled the city in its ability to provide basic services.
If you took half of those legal fees and put them to our normal services, we'd be in great shape. Do you realize here we are in St. Pete Beach, what I always considered the paramount beach of this coast, and we don't even have the money to cut the palm trees out here?
In 2010, St. Pete Beach became the poster child for a statewide hometown democracy law proposed on the November ballot. Voters rejected that law, also known as Amendment 4. An ad campaign had portrayed St. Pete Beach as fraught with derelict hotels. Opponents claimed hometown democracy was a job killer, since requiring a referendum every time a hotel wants to develop would allegedly freeze construction projects. Proponents denied this, claiming it would only apply to major changes. Candidate Will Jacoby said either way, the town needs a functional comp plan so business owners know whether they can redevelop.
The comp plan is something that we need. We need to have that so people can know what to do with their property, whether it be a vacant property or a property that someone wants to redevelop.
St. Pete Beach's mayoral election is Tuesday. Also on the ballot are four extremely contentious questions. Three ask whether the city should stop requiring a referendum on changes to the comprehensive plan, community redevelopment districts, and building height. Cadura said to vote yes is to give up citizens' rights to determine the future of their own community.
If anybody thinks that voting yes to give the city the authority to basically build the large hotel district out into, gigantic structures and that are going to be completely self-contained with their own shopping, their own restaurants, their own facilities. If you think that that's going to develop this community, you're wrong. It's not going to happen. Take a look at Clearwater Beach. Take a look at Atlantic City. Take a look at Miami Beach. Those communities have a core hotel district. Everything around it is blighted. Pretty much a ghetto. Atlantic City is a great example.
But McFarland said voting no would force businesses to sit in limbo and render the city, which is already facing extremely challenging times, unable to compete with other beach towns in Florida.
I mean, we're in trouble right now, and we've got to do something to show these people those bodies with money are coming somewhere, sometime. These empty businesses, if we don't put a comp plan in place and get these ridiculous ordinances off the book. Gulf Boulevard, now just visualize this for a minute. You see all those empty businesses? They're going to lower their standards. They're going to lower their rent just to get some cash, and you can't blame them. I mean, they've been sitting here and waiting, and that's going to look like a flea market.
Critics say the other issue with putting proposed land use changes on the ballot is that the average voter might have a tough time with the highly technical wording typical of such amendments. Cadura said that could be remedied by clearer language and bullet points, but Jacoby said he doesn't think so.
I challenge you. I'd like to see a show of hands of anybody that thinks they could tell me what is in a comprehensive plan. Because if you can, you've been in planning somewhere. Because I do know there's one person in this room that has been in planning, in a planning department. You can't do it, folks.
The fourth proposed charter amendment on Tuesday's ballot would change the criteria by which the city deems citizen petitions valid. The city now approves those that 10% of all voters have signed. The proposed change to that law would require petitions to have signatures from 10% of each of the city's four districts. The St. Pete Beach election takes place Tuesday, March 8th. Other Pinellas towns voting that day are Treasure Island, Gulfport, Bel Air Beach, Kenneth City, Madeira Beach, Tarpon Springs, South Pasadena, and Seminole. From Pasa Grill, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.